Welcome to Lent Meditation and Worship with Westside Church. During this Lenten season, meet us here each day as we read Scripture, worship, and rest in the presence of God together. Know that as you listen today, you are doing so with others, whether in the same places you or not, and we pray that the Holy Spirit permeates the places we each find ourselves in right now. For more resources and to find each week's prayer and song, visit westsidechurch.org/Lent. Let us start today by clearing our minds and opening our hearts to what the Lord wants to speak to us through His Word. Take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. When they neared Jerusalem, having arrived at Bethphage on Mount Olives, Jesus sent two disciples with these instructions. Go over to the village across from you. You'll find a donkey tethered there, her colt with her. Untie her and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you're doing, say, the master needs them. He will send them with you. This is the full story of what was sketched earlier by the prophet. Tell Zion's daughter, look, your king's on his way, poised and ready, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, full a pack animal. The disciples went and did exactly what Jesus told them to do. He led the donkey and colt out, laid some of their clothes on them, and Jesus mounted. Nearly all the people in the crowd threw garments down on the road, giving him a royal welcome. Others cut branches from the trees and threw them down as a welcome mat. Crowds went ahead and crowds followed, all of them calling out, Hosanna to David's son! Blessed is he who comes in God's name! Hosanna in the highest heaven! As he made his entrance into Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken. Unnerved people were asking, what's going on here? Who is this? The parade crowd answered, this is the prophet Jesus, the one from Nazareth in Galilee. This upcoming Sunday is Palm Sunday, the day Jesus rode into Jerusalem, just days before they condemn him to death and shout for him to be killed. They welcomed him to Jerusalem with a royal welcome. He rode in on a donkey. People laid down their coats and palms in front of him. They shouted his praise. Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then how quickly things changed. In a matter of days, Jesus would be hanging on a cross, dying a criminal's death. And at the hand of these same people, who then shouted, crucify him. Next week begins Holy Week. We will look at Jesus' last week on earth, finishing the week with a Good Friday service on April 7th at 6 p.m. I hope you'll join us for this service and this time of reflection together, to grieve our sin as we look to Easter Sunday to celebrate the resurrection and life of Jesus. Go into this weekend prayerful and open, asking the Holy Spirit to speak and reveal new things to you next week. Keep your ears and your eyes open for what He is doing around you. Let's pray. Caught between joy and despair, we yearn for the fulfillment of God's desire beyond the brokenness and neediness of this life. We offer thanksgiving for God's presence with us and petitions for the transformation of the church and the world. Life giver, pain taker, love maker, day by day you sustain the weary with your word, and gently encourage us to place our trust in you. Awaken us to the suffering of those around us. Save us from hiding in denials or taunts that deepen the hurt. Give us grace to share one another's burdens in humble service. Amen.
Day by day. Hi.